Building New Kingdom Halls. As work on the new branch was nearing completion, the brothers turned their attention to another urgent need, Kingdom Halls. In 1999, Nobuhiko and Eiya Koyama arrived from Japan. Nobuhiko helped to set up a Kingdom Hall construction desk at the branch. He recalls, "We brothers started by inspecting congregation meeting places throughout the country, which involved traveling by bus, plane, motorbike, bicycle, boat, and on foot. We often needed government travel permits, since many areas were off limits to foreigners. Once we identified where new halls were needed, the governing body kindly allocated building funds from the Program for Lands with Limited Resources. After we assembled a team of willing volunteers, the workers descended on Shuipitha, a Yangon suburb, to build the first new hall. Foreign and local brothers worked together on the project, astonishing the local police, who halted construction several times to check with their superiors whether such mingling was permitted. Other observers praised the brothers. "I saw a foreigner cleaning the toilet," one man exclaimed. "I've never seen foreigners do such jobs. You people truly are different." Meanwhile, another construction team started work on a new hall in Tachi Lake, a town on the Myanmar-Thailand border. Many Thai witnesses crossed the border each day to work along with their Myanmar brothers on the project. The two groups worked unitedly, even though they spoke different languages. In stark contrast, about the time the hall was completed, opposing military groups that lined the border started fighting. Bombs and bullets rained down around the hall, but it was not hit. When the fighting cooled down, 72 people gathered at the hall to dedicate the building to Jehovah, the God of Peace. Since 1999, Kingdom Hall construction teams have built over 65 new Kingdom Halls throughout the country. How were the local publishers affected? Typical are the words of one grateful sister who, through tears of joy, exclaimed, "I never imagined that we would have such a beautiful new hall. Now I will try extra hard to invite interested ones to the meetings. I thank Jehovah and His organization for the kindness that they have shown to us."